Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Then let go of whatever no longer serves you to take action now on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. With Erica's E3 approach, equipping, empowering, and enlightening yourself so you can be yourself for yourself. Get ready and get rooted to live a life without regrets, without what ifs, without should haves, and especially without empty feelings from a life unexplored. This hit show helps you build powerful and intentional roots to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Get fearlessly ready and powerfully rooted in your yes with your host, Erica Gifford Mills, and be fearless about your more and stand in your yes. Now on Get Rooted Radio.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Big shout out, as always, to our producer, Zach. Hey, Zach.
Hello, hello. How are you?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
I'm not too bad.
So, Zach, today's topic is the personal development journey. So when I say personal development, what does that mean to you?
The first thing that comes to mind is like intellectual pursuits, like education, but I feel like it also extends to, you know, physical, emotional, and spiritual pursuits as well.
Oh, come on. You've been reading. You're reading up on this. And that's, I completely agree. Personal development can be personal, professional, career, spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, all those. So let's dig in a little deeper. Because when we say personal development, it really covers activities that improve awareness and identity. It develops talents and potential. You're going to be building human capital and really facilitate employability. You're going to enhance the quality of life and really contribute to the realization of one's dreams and aspirations. And I think that is so important. You know, the journey of self-improvement is an ongoing process of constant learning. It really gives you the opportunity to evaluate your strengths and your weaknesses and to work on them. And even though people see weakness as weak, I mean, why wouldn't you? It's part of the word. Personal development is that lifelong process. It's really a way of people to assess their skills and their qualities, you know, really consider their aim in life and to set goals in order to realize and maximize their potential. And the benefits that you grow as a person while growing your skills, you improve your self-awareness and you boost your confidence. And that's really important in everyday life, because as you feel better about yourself and as you grow, you are putting that out into the community, your small community, your, you know, local, then your state, your national, your global, and it can really have that ripple effect. You know, not to mention that the personal development business, it's big business. The global personal development market size, I Googled it because I knew it was large, but I had no idea that in 2019, it was estimated at $38.28 billion, and it's really expected to reach almost $40 billion in 2020. I mean, popular. And I think the key factors that are driving the market growth include growing need among employees to meet companies' expectations and develop their skills and increasing consciousness about self-recognition and really the pursuit of happiness. So you've got not only employers needing this growth, but individuals to pursue the happiness, their fulfillment. And, you know, some may say that professional development and personal development are different. But in my opinion, they are one and the same. Professional development is personal development. You are who you are, wherever you are. Kind of sounded like Dr. Seuss there, I know. But wherever you develop yourself, either personally or professionally, you can apply that growth in every area of your life. And professional development is not merely increasing your skill sets or qualifications or refining your specializations. It's about growing and developing as an individual. So personal development, as we said before, it's a process. It goes through staging, and really it's a journey. So in order to develop, we first must become conscious of our, in lack of better terms, incompetence in whatever areas we desire to grow. And that word, really, when I was thinking about today's show, incompetence is scary, right? When you want to insult somebody, sometimes you say, oh, you're incompetent. But when we really know what our weaknesses are, where we have those opportunities, it is truly to become aware. When we first become aware of what we're not good at, you know, for me, for example, it's IT related items. You know, trust me, when I couldn't work the Xbox to watch Netflix and Hulu for 3 months while my son was in boot camp a year plus ago, I really felt weakness and inadequate. That's what happens when we start thinking about what we're not good at. It brings up those feelings, and no one likes those feelings. You know, we tend to go into that survival mode. We fight, we flee, or we freeze. You know, in my case, on many occasions, I freeze. So what did I do for 3 months? I didn't watch it. Did I ask for help? No. Should I have? Yes. but it's really an awareness of our incompetence. It's a very normal part of any process of learning and development. And so I want to talk real quick about the four stages of learning. So they include stage one, the unconscious incompetence. Stage two is the conscious incompetence. Stage three is conscious competence. And stage four is unconscious competence. That's a mouthful. But let's take a closer look at each of the four stages of learning. Because when you know what's ahead of you, you can avoid getting hijacked by the discouragement or frustrations. Instead, what you really do is you build up, you muster the will to move forward and follow through. So stage one, unconscious incompetence. This stage is where we don't know the degree of our incompetence or lack of knowledge of the subject area. So if you take, example, a sport or playing an instrument, you don't know how awkward it's going to feel playing tennis until you pick up a racket and try to hit a ball or try to keep score. You know, same for an instrument. Do you have the right rhythm? Do you know how to read the music? Do you know what strings and chords or keys everything is? You don't know until you try. Stage two is the conscious incompetence. Our minds are really now aware of the fact that we are at the beginning of a long learning curve. It is in this stage that brings up those feelings of weakness and inadequacy, really the feelings that our egos would like to avoid. I mean, nobody likes to have those feelings. But this is a stage that requires the commitment and the personal decision to follow through. Now, you're going to experience a burst of energy at first, that energy, the enthusiasm, the excitement, when you begin stage one. But that starts to dissipate in stage two. Now, unfortunately, but realistically, this is where many of us fail on the development process. This is a step, stage two, the conscious incompetence, requires that commitment, self-compassion, discipline, time, hard work, and perseverance. Be kind to yourself in this stage. Know that you should be praised for trying something new, for pursuing something you did not have the skill set to begin with. From step two, you're going to go into step three, the conscious competence. So if you've committed to yourself the consistent practice, you manage your way through many plateaus and extended periods of hard work that occur in the learning process, you reach the stage three, the conscious competence. And to reach the stage, you first must welcome or at least work through the uncomfortable feelings that accompany the conscious incompetence. You got to get comfy being uncomfy. Your confidence has grown in this stage. You feel somewhat competent in your ability. You know, you remember where you once were and you appreciate your improvements. You still need to focus intently on really what you're learning, right? Whether that's the instrument, that's a skill set, you're learning something new in Excel, you know, whatever it might be. But your development is undeniable. You know, that's where you want to make sure that you are also congratulating yourself. Don't wait to the end to feel good about yourself and praise yourself and celebrate. Celebrate as you're going through. Stage four, unconscious competence. The real magic occurs in this final stage of transformation. You're kind of going from that fetal position, the awkwardness, the discomfort, and frustration in stages one and two. You've worked really hard. You've been consistent. Your hard work has paid off in stage three, and it really emerges into a new level of being. With unconscious confidence, you don't have to focus. It's not needed any longer to perform a skill effortlessly. This automatic response allows us to really enter the flow, right? You're going with the flow. You're in the zone. We witness this in great athletes and musicians, coaches, and anyone who walks the path of self-mastery. So personal development, it's definitely a journey. You go through the different learning stages. It is definitely a journey. But why should we pursue it? I mean, why do we want to go after it? After all, in this industry, which I'm very much a part of, I'm an empowerment and business coach. Why? Why do we go through it? Why should I tell you that you aren't living up to your full potential? And that's you. That's what you need to do. Personal development starts with you. It ends with you. So why should we pursue it? And aren't we enough? So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to dive into personal development versus I am enough. You are listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Listen up. The wealth you receive is a result of your personal relationship with the soul of money, meaning your spiritual well-being affects your ability to create abundance. Jennifer Bloom works with people to mend the spiritual disconnects that block up the cash flow. How's your relationship with yourself? Are you in balance with the divine? I know, these are big questions, but there are answers. Take Jennifer's free money relationship quiz to learn where you need to focus your energy and watch yourself grow into the abundance you deserve. Trust the divine. Learn to receive. You are worthy of all the wealth you seek. Visit jenniferbloom.com and click on the purple banner to take the free money relationship quiz. That's Jennifer Bloom, BLOOME.com.
Hey everyone, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if you might be an empath?
Yes, I have. And some signs that we may be an empath include an inexplicable desire to avoid crowds in places like movie theaters, shopping centers, and restaurants.
You know, sometimes I'm able to walk into a room with other people and I know exactly how they're feeling, even if no one is saying a word.
I can attend social gatherings or other events and find myself so emotionally exhausted and physically drained that I could probably sleep for a week.
If any of these examples resonate with you, please come check out our new live podcast, Shades of Spirit. It's on every Monday morning at 8 a.m. on Transformation Talk Radio.
You can also find us at shadesofspirit.com, where you can book your appointment or call us at 858-684-7575.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any portion of today's episode, you can catch it on GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Don't forget to subscribe online to see the latest news, events, specials, and words of encouragement. Go to GetRootedRadio.com. So welcome back, everybody. As you know, I am an empowerment and business coach, and I talk about personal development a lot. But I am also a lifelong learner. I have coaches and mentors for different aspects of my life, fitness and business, to name just two. I know I'm not perfect. Granted, I may not always be right, but I'm never wrong. Just kidding. Seriously, though, I do see some flaws in the industry, the big business aspect of personal development. I find it hard at times being in this business with saying, be the best version of you, but also still saying to clients, you are enough. So what's the difference? To me, it's the balance of desire for self-acceptance versus self-improvement. For me, I want to be the best version of myself, and I also want to be okay with the way I am right now. I want a better, brighter future full of dreams and aspirations and goals, and I also want to feel happy with what I have in the present. This is a common feeling. So how do we make peace with these two things? How do we balance the two? How do we balance the self-acceptance versus self-improvement? I think typically people struggle when we take the two to the extreme. So if I focus too much on self-improvement, I find myself falling into the when-then sort of thinking. So for example, when I make the next big change, then I'll be happy. When I meet a certain goal, then I'll have time to do more of the things I want to do. This way of thinking is rooted in the belief we are not enough as we are. Another way self-improvement can hurt rather than help us is when it's born out of comparison. So wanting to improve yourself through the fear that one won't be able to keep up, or out of the sense of competition with people, is also rooted in the not enough and therefore at odds with self-acceptance. So a big thing to remember is comparison is the thief of joy. You know, if we all had the life that we showed on Facebook, right? If we all showed the just beautiful images that we want to post on Instagram, there's so much behind what goes on before you see those pictures or those comments. You know, we want to celebrate the wins, but we go through a lot to get there. So when we base our sense of self-worth on where we lie in relation to others, we will always be able to find examples of where we fall short. You know, the only measure of worth that matters comes from our internal GPS, right? That internal barometer, and knowing and really saying to yourself and answering honestly, did I live in alignment with my values and principles today? Did I show up as the person I want to be? And when you can answer those honestly on did I do that, and your answer is yes, that's what you need to be worth. That's where your worth comes from. Yes, I did. Yes, I am enough. Now, on the other hand, if one focuses only on self-acceptance, they deny a very important and natural part of themselves that long for growth. So several psychologists have discussed the drive for self-actualization, including Maslow and Rogers, and it's a natural, healthy desire to have. You know, there are things every person wants to change about their life, and that's okay. You know, as humans, we're always evolving, you know, both as an individual and really as humankind. You know, you think about how we did things in the 1950s, how we did things in the 1900s. We're evolving as a society, just as we are as individuals. So let's explore how to integrate these two aspects, the self-acceptance and self-improvement, and use them to our benefit. Because we really can integrate them. And when we do so, is a beautiful foundation for healthy, ambitious growth. So we need to accept where we are right now to grow. That's the first step, is that acceptance. We need to accept where we are at right now. This doesn't mean liking where we are, but acknowledging the reality of what is, the good and the bad. It doesn't mean accepting ourselves means whitewashing our current situation. You know, remember the four stages of learning we discussed in the previous segment. No, what it really means is acknowledging there might be certain things about ourselves we would like to change or improve, exploring the things we struggle to accept and approaching them with curiosity and an open mind, and accepting our overall desire to grow. True self-acceptance means accepting our current situation and accepting our feelings about that situation, including a desire to change it. So how do we balance this? You know, when we approach it from a good place, both self-acceptance and self-improvement come from one source, self-regard. Now, this means wanting the best for ourselves, not because of what anybody else is doing, not because we need to make up some perceived inherent deficiency, but because we have a place in this world. We have one life to live, and we're right in the middle of living it. And that's what we need to remember. When exploring the relationship between self-acceptance versus self-improvement, got about five tips. So consider these. First, notice your intention of wanting to make improvements. So do they come from a place of wanting to optimize your life or from wanting to fill some perceived internal lack? Now, if it's wanting to optimize your life, that's great. If it's from wanting to fill some perceived internal lack, you will find it more helpful to do some of the inner work around your sense of worth first. So ask yourself, if I wanted the best for myself, what would I be doing differently right now? Second, start with your strengths. I'm not saying ignore your weaknesses because that's one of the stages of learning, but I find it all too easy to focus on my weaknesses at the expense of keeping my strengths in mind too. Now, self-acceptance really involves looking at the whole package, acknowledging our weaknesses, but also being able to identify our strengths. Because if we can use those strengths to kind of project us forward to help us, you know, looking at those strengths to help build your confidence, especially when you are in the incompetent stages, right? The conscious and unconscious incompetent stages. So ask yourself, what is going well right now? What am I happy with? What strengths do I already have that I can use to improve the things I want to improve? Third, think of the growth curve as a series of upticks and plateaus. It's not a straight line, right? I know the shortest distance is a straight line. We know that. But in the journey, not only of personal development, but and in self-discovery, it's a winding path. You got to jump over some holes. You're going to have to climb some hills. There is really a lot of not straight paths. You know, and I've noticed after a period of intense personal growth, I need that period of rejuvenation. Kind of think about if you go to a party and there's so many people and you're having a good time, but everybody's coming at you and talking and it's noisy. When you get home, you're like, oh, quiet. It's the same sort of thing. You might prefer to think of this as planting seeds before waiting for the flowers to bloom. Because that's what growth is. It's like seasons. Spring and summer are times of fertile growth. And then autumn and winter are necessary to really recuperate and rejuvenate before the next growth cycle begins. You know, the times that you are not actively, you know, quote unquote, growing are just as important and necessary as the times when you are. Patience and kindness to yourself will be important during this time. So ask yourself this. How can I become more conscious of my own growth spurts and plateaus? Fourth, focus on the journey, not the destination. And I've said throughout this podcast that this is a journey. You know, is there really a destination when it comes to personal development? Everything is a journey. Life is not what happens at some point in the future when we've lost 10 pounds or won that promotion or found the life is happening right now, this very second, as you're listening to this. Focus on falling in love with and trusting the process rather than the outcome. So ask yourself, how can I learn to love the journey? And I know that's going to be a hard one, but how do you love the journey? And number five, finally, right? Finally, if you don't like something, do something about it. There comes a point when we've done enough reading, researching, talking about what we want to change, and the only thing left to do is take action. And I think people forget about that. At some point, you got to do the work. Staying in the reading, researching, talking phase only leads to frustration, and usually those not enough feelings come back. So, you know, we've kind of come full circle, right? You've got to take action. You've got to risk those feelings in order to avoid them or to overcome them. You know, doing this from a place of self-kindness means making the changes as easy as possible and being honest with yourself about what's working and what's not. Now, this kind of transparency and accountability is an important part of self-kindness when it's done with a positive and loving manner. You know, it's not easy, and it's not really something you practice. You just have to do it, but it's a necessary part of becoming who you want to become. thoughts become things. You know, speak kindly to yourself, but you got to take action. You know, improving yourself, learning new skills, perfecting your current ones, it does not mean you aren't enough. Love yourself, accept yourself where you are, and then move forward to where you want to go. So again, let's recap those five things. First, notice your intention for wanting to make improvements. Why are you doing what you want to do? Second, start from your strengths. How can your strengths support your weaknesses? Three, think of the growth curve as a series of upticks and plateaus. Four, focus on the journey, not the destination. And five, if you don't like something, do something about it. And those are really important to consider. And you will go through all those during the learning stages. You will learn to love your weaknesses. You will learn them that there are opportunities. You need to get into that growth mindset. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll discuss personal development goals. I'm Erica Gifford-Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. I'm the host of Nothing But Now, Mindful Living with Dr. Mary Angela McGuire on Transformation Talk Radio. I share ideas, insights, and tools you can use to release yourself from fearful and negative thinking and live from a place of clarity and confidence. Please join me in each show where we challenge ourselves to change together. Please go to my website, McGuireLifeCoach.com. That's McGuireLifeCoach.com. See you next time.
Feeling like something is missing to achieve your sales goals? Elise Smith is helping ladypreneurs in reaching revenue goals and making the difference they were meant to make by increasing divine guidance in their business. She's created a Facebook group for any woman entrepreneur who believes in a higher power and would like to have support aligning their faith with their business. For more information on joining, search Faithful Ladypreneurs on Facebook or visit divinelydrivenresults.com.
Hi, this is Brittany Miles from Miles to Go, How to Lose to Gain It All, here to share a tip with you. It's called 5-4-3-2-1. We all need a break. Time to let it go. Here's a great go-to when you need to surrender and get back to the present moment. Acknowledge 5 things you see around you. Acknowledge 4 things you can touch around you. Acknowledge 3 things you hear. Acknowledge 2 things you can smell. Acknowledge 1 thing you can taste. And with that, take a deep breath. Now you're in the present moment. Brittany Miles, Miles to Go, How to Lose to Gain It All. You can find me on the 2nd and 4th Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the Energy Paradigm each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with Dr. Vic. The energy paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit theenergyparadigm.com.
I love Sanskrit, its beauty, and its universal ideas. I love that this is readily accessible to everyone. The word Sanskrita means pure and perfectly formed. This pure and perfect aspect to Sanskrit is ever available. Sanskrit is the voice of reason, truth, and practical wisdom, which tells us what's the right thing to say or do in any situation. Try this. When you are unclear what to do, think of someone wise and ask yourself, what would they say or do here? The answer that comes is always just right. It's pure and perfectly formed, so you can take your next best step forward. I'm Sarah Main, creator of Conscious Confidence, a Timeless Wisdom, and host of Conscious Confidence Radio. Learn how to gain access to simple timeless wisdom with my Fuse program. Buy my book, Conscious Confidence, today at consciousconfidence.com and get started.
We're back on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Don't forget to visit GetRootedRadio.com to listen to the replay of this episode or any episode, sign up for helpful tips, and learn about upcoming events. That's GetRootedRadio.com. So in the past couple segments, we're talking about the personal development journey. And personal development is really a vital part of an individual's growth and progression. By allowing yourself to explore key areas of self-improvement, you're truly more likely to feel fulfilled in your personal life, and it really can benefit your professional perspective as well. So what are different goals that you should keep in mind? And I'm not talking about specific SMART goals. What I'm really looking at are personal development goals. And the first one is having a growth mindset. You really have to develop a growth mindset in personal development. It's that passion for stretching yourself, right? To allowing yourself to thrive. It enables you to move forward and be better and believe that you are capable of changing what needs to be changed and accept your potential so it can be realized. And that begins with you, right? You need to be proactive, which is another personal development goal. Be proactive. You know, waiting for change is never going to happen. It's like, how long is it going to take for that water to boil if you're just staring at it? It's not going to happen any faster. You need to remember that you have the power to create opportunities for yourself and then take full advantage of those opportunities that come your way. Don't give up, right? It's what we were talking about in the four stages of learning. People usually bail during stage two. You don't want to give up. With that patience and perseverance, and it reminds me of the tenets of Taekwondo, right? Having that indomitable spirit, the perseverance, the self-control, making sure that you are going to have hard times and that it's not going to come necessarily easy. You might have some things that come very easy, but you need to make sure that to be successful, that you're not going to give up. Accept yourself. Another personal development goal. That's what, you know, living it up, loving it up, letting it go, letting go of those past beliefs. Accept yourself where you are now and move forward. Another one is practice gratefulness, right? That gratitude, you know, be grateful for what you already have while pursuing those goals. Now, if you aren't grateful for what you already have, what really makes you think that something more is going to make you happy? So make sure that you have that gratitude, that attitude of gratitude. Another personal development goal would be an open mind. And not just anything can happen, open mind, but truly open your mind. Don't avoid those prejudging, right? Don't look at the opinions of others when it comes to what you want to do for yourself. You know, just because you aren't right doesn't mean that they are wrong, right? Just because you are right you need to make sure that you are engaging in the fight accordingly. Don't engage in a fight just to prove your opinion is best. I mean, that's actually great, great advice for anything in life. Learn to be quiet. Another personal development goal would be do not stop learning. You know, as a lifelong learner for myself personally, I know that there's so much more I don't know. And make sure that you are continuing to improve, because there are skill sets and really qualifications that you can acquire. You know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, actually probably longer than that, computers, right? Who would have thought that we would be talking to each other like we are now, that we could have this virtual world? Nobody would have thought that. So never stop learning. Never stop wondering. Always be that, have that curiosity, that wonder. I wonder what's next. But always remember, too, to be yourself. And that personal development, being yourself, that uniqueness. We've talked about it in other episodes. An original is so much better than a copy. You want to make sure that you are being genuine. You're being authentic. And the first person that you need to work on that with is yourself. Being honest with yourself on where you are, your awareness, so that you can move forward in your personal development journey. Along those lines, the first person that needs to believe in you is yourself. So be courageous. It's going to be scary. Anytime you try something new, and I don't care if it's something as easy as riding a bike if you never rode a bike before, you need to be courageous. You need to be brave. It doesn't mean that you're not scared, right? That still happens. But believe that you are capable of overcoming any of the hardships or challenges, because those things are making you stronger. You know, your self-belief will bring you a great deal of inner peace. So the first person that you need to be authentic with and the first person that needs to believe in you is you. Like I said, it all begins and ends with you. Next is avoiding worry, right? Just like comparison is the thief of joy, worrying takes away the peace of today. So practice mindfulness tips, you know, tips and tricks. Try to overcome that anxiety that comes with trying something new, right? The fear that you won't be any good at it. Chances are you won't. You've never done it before. But that doesn't mean that's got to stop you from pursuing something. So practice mindfulness, meditation, journaling, lots of different things that you can do out there. But again, the personal development goals help you achieve your actual physical goals. So knowing what you need to do to open your mind, to having that growth mindset is necessary. That's a first step that you need to take in order to become the person you want to be, in order to really absorb the personal development skill sets and qualifications, right? Everything that you are looking to achieve, you need to do these different mindset tricks. Needing to learn to cope with things. That's another personal development goal. How are you coping with stress? You know, stress is always going to be there, right? It's just kind of like change. Change is constant. Stress is always going to be in your life. And it's the way you handle it. You know, if you're going to have deadlines, you're going to have exams, you're going to have unexpected bills or events that come up in your life. We encounter these things every day. It's really inevitable. But the only thing we can do is learn how to respond to the stress in a healthy way. So one of the things that I always talk about is that meditation, being mindful, being grateful, and controlling stress. Meditation is one way to do all three. And it may work for you. It may not. You might have to try a couple different things. You know, you got to find a way to resolve it as soon as possible instead of the procrastinating and doing things that are harmful to your health. Another thing to do is get rid of the drama for personal development. Get rid of the drama. And I don't know, it was anonymous. I don't know who said it, but it was drama does not just walk into your life. Either you create it, invite it, or associate with it. And I think that is so right. You know, either you're doing it, you invited it, or you're associated with it. So get rid of it. You know, drama demands attention, and it's easy to hold on to because we want to be heard and feel important. It's just our egos holding us hostage, which prevents us to act maturely and positively. Now, when you get rid of the drama in your life, it becomes less stressful, more joyful, and really better mental health. So personal development goal, get rid of the drama. Another one is be optimistic. And I'm not saying that everything in life has to be, you know, sunshine and rainbows, but how do you look at things, right? How you see the glass, is it half empty or half full? You know, in my world, it doesn't matter because it's refillable. So be optimistic. Having really that positive attitude creates joy. When you think about negativity, you know, you kind of think about it. Positivity and optimistic, you feel like it's bright, it's sunshiny. When you think of kind of negativity and pessimistic, if I can say that word, you're thinking of dark. And that's really, it is. You get in a dark mood. You get in a bad mood when you're not around appropriate people who are going to pull you up. So you want to make sure that you have that positive attitude. And really, get rid of those bad habits. And I know that's easier said than done. And that's probably one of your actual goals in personal development is probably to get rid of some of those. But start with those. Smoking, drinking, drugs, what comes of them? I'm not saying you have to cut everything out altogether, but how do we move forward and have a healthy balance to get rid of those bad habits and then really form good habits? Another personal development goal is to manage your expectations and embrace your failures. So when you manage your expectations, I'm not saying set the bar low, but there are so many times where we set the bar too high and we need to take a look at that. And you want to embrace, you're going to fail, accept it. What did you learn from it? And then move on. And that's the big thing in life. How do I learn from my mistakes and my failures? And then grow beyond your comfort zone. I said it earlier, get comfy being uncomfy. And when you can do those, and when you can go to those personal development goals in this aspect, you can continue on to achieving any of the goals that you put in place. So we're gonna take a quick break and we're gonna wrap up our discussion on this personal development journey. This is Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any of the information during the last segments, go to getrootedradio.com. That's getrootedradio.com to listen to the replay, subscribe for upcoming events, sign up for tips and special pricing for upcoming coaching sessions at getrootedradio.com. So the personal development journey begins and ends with you. I know I've said that a lot during today's episode, but it's an important concept that you need to understand. Truly, you need to acknowledge your weaknesses and really work through those growth opportunities. So earlier, we spoke about the four stages of learning. Stage one, unconscious incompetence. Stage two, conscious incompetence. Stage three, conscious competence. And stage four, unconscious competence. So how does one get from stage one to stage four? You know, the assumption is that you go from conscious competence to unconscious competence. You have to put forth a lot of effort and train hard. And if you look at top performers in sports and music, academia, the assumption seems valid. But anyone who excels at any skills knows there's a flaw in the learning theory. So unconscious competence comes not through effort, but through a kind of giving up. You don't stop playing the guitar, but maybe you stop trying to play the C chord perfectly. You don't stop shooting the free throws, but you no longer aim the basketball at the hoop. No, it's actually when you reach the point where you think you're never going to make it that the transformation unfolds. No, it's not by a virtue of will, but by allowing or letting go that mastery is achieved. You know, the four stages of learning really can be applied to virtually any area of your life. Think about it: driving, cooking, sports, martial arts, meditation, drawing, parenting. I mean, the list goes on and on. You know, for those willing to embrace the learning stages, the transformative state of unconscious competence is available to everyone. You know, the key is to access that core motivation and understand the benefits so you can learn from your own enrichment. There's so many best benefits of personal development. You know, working on it is not only essential for your own self-improvement, but also to help you thrive professionally. So there, I'm going to go through four key benefits of personal development. So the first is you'll figure out what you want to do. So by carrying out ongoing personal development, you'll be learning more about your abilities and aspirations. You'll figure out where your values, beliefs lie. You know, not to mention uncover a really clearer purpose of what you're doing, both on the personal and professional level. Second, you'll be able to make clear goals. You know, by figuring out more about yourself, you'll be able to set clear and well-informed goals. And if you haven't already, checked out my podcast about being a goal digger on my take on the SMART goals. Not only will you realize what you want to do, you'll also be able to rule out paths that might not suit you as much as you thought. It's kind of like taking those personality tests. Three, you'll be motivated. You know, with clear and achievable targets, you'll be more motivated to actually fulfill them, especially if you have a personal development plan to track your progress. You know, so this means you'll be more productive in carrying out the tasks you set for yourself, whether that's to work, study, work out, whatever that may be. You'll be more likely to complete them to a higher standard. After all, it's the only way you'll achieve your goals. Four, you'll get a better work-life balance, or what I like to call work-life alignment. If you're not feeling fulfilled in your current position, your job, your profession, whatever it might be, allowing yourself some personal development time is a great way to improve your work-life alignment. You know, when you go through your learning and development, you'll not only be improving your morale and confidence and knowledge, but you could be improving your career's prospects, you know, whether it's to gain a promotion, that new job, or really do a career change. Doing something you love and boosting your resume all at the same time, it's kind of like a no-brainer. This makes complete sense. So the benefits, again, you're going to figure out what you want to do. You'll be able to make clear goals and see how they align with what you're doing. If you're making a goal that doesn't get you to where you want to go, why are you doing it, right? You'll be motivated and you'll get a better work-life alignment. And again, I say alignment because it's not just about balancing your work and your personal life. It's about, are you doing what is aligning to your life? Are you doing what you want to from a value perspective? So again, I'm going to say it again, and I'm sure you can say what I'm going to say along with me. This is a journey, and it's your journey. Love yourself, be patient with yourself, and work toward what you want. It begins and ends with you. So understanding that this personal development, that's why it's called personal. It doesn't matter what somebody else wants, right? How many times have you looked at a goal that you might have set? Is it a goal that you chose, or is it one that you thought you should be doing? Is it one that, well, everybody's doing this, and so it must be something that I need to do? It's only good for you if it's what you want. Typically, you're only going to achieve it if you want it. Does it bring you joy? Does it bring you fulfillment? Think of those things when you start moving forward. What is it going to do? Is it going to help you in the longer run? So think about it. I want a job as a finance manager. What do you need to do to get there? What are the skill sets and qualifications? So in my personal development journey, I'm going to take something that's going to help me get to this finance manager position. And if you're listening and you know me personally, you know that's not what I want. Nobody wants me as a finance manager. But it's important. So what is your long-term goal? And your personal development is, how do I help myself get to where I need to go? So again, it's a journey. Don't focus so much on the destination. Enjoy what you're doing as you're doing it. Be kind to yourself. Be patient. It's not going to happen overnight. Make sure you're setting those realistic goals. Make sure you are doing it for you. Don't compare yourself to others. Comparison truly is the thief of joy. I want to thank you all for tuning in to Get Rooted Radio. If you missed any part of today's episode or want to listen again, go to getrootedradio.com for the podcast. And don't forget to tune in the first and third Monday of each month at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific right here on Transformation Talk Radio. So remember to ask yourself, am I living a rooted life? If the answer is no, take time to think about what you need to do. What personal development skills do you need to do to take action, right? You want to make that answer a yes. One way to take action is to set up your free Empower Hour call with me. No charge, no obligation. Go to getrootedradio.com to find out how I can help you take action. And if you're ready to love and let go, which I know you are, join me for my signature 12-week group coaching series, The Rooted Life. The series will assist you in achieving your goals and moving forward by letting go of things that no longer serve you, learning to love yourself and others fully, and living life to its fullest. Go to getrootedradio.com, the Rooted Life tab, to learn more about the 12-week series. Also, if you are just getting started in the personal development coaching arena and are looking to expand, grow, and brand those passions, set up your free Empower Hour. Go to getrootedradio.com That's GetRootedRadio.com. Thank you for tuning in. Have an amazing day. I'm looking forward to the next time on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com if you have missed any part of this hit show. And tune in on TransformationTalkRadio.com to live fearlessly in your more and powerfully rooted in your unlimited yes. For more information and to work with Erica directly, visit GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com and get ready to live it up, love it up, and let it go.